This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Today we're beginning the tafsir of juz number 13 of a juz a day. Alhamdulillah, juz number 13 begins near the middle of Surah Yusuf. This is a moment of awakening. The wife of Al-Aziz, of the prince who was chasing after Yusuf, she finally comes to terms with the reality that it was my fault. I was the one whose soul had led her to that disarray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quotes her where her words are very expressive in her remorse and in her regret. And she returns to Allah in a great tawbah. And the king immediately hears this, knows that Yusuf was imprisoned innocently and has remained faithful and patient and hasn't misspoken about others, hasn't made false claims about others. He sees in him in a level of trust, so he allows him to interpret the dream. And he says, "Inni hafidhun alim." Yusuf at the end says, "Allow me an opportunity to assist you and be the guardian over the food stores." Now that's a very important thing, that when even, in a position of weakness, Yusuf stands forward and puts himself up for a level of responsibility and leadership. From that moment on, Allah transitions quickly into the story of Yusuf alayhi salam having gotten a position of trust, a position of power, a position of authority on account of the genuineness of his heart. His brothers enter during those years of 7 years of famine. فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. He recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. They never in their wildest dreams would think that that prince of Egypt would be their long-lost, abused brother that was set away by them. And therefore, it's a powerful lesson. Yusuf alayhi salam immediately begins to ask about their family conditions and so on, is generous to them, but says, "I can't give you everything unless I know about your whole family. Bring another one of your brothers, bring someone else from your household." So they return to their father, and as they come back, Yaqub alayhi salam is now about to be tried again. All these years he's missing Yusuf, all these years he's praying to Allah, and Allah's going to take yet another son from him, without him knowing that it is for his protection. And that's one of the greatest lessons that you learn from Surah Yusuf and from this juz, is that in the difficulties lies great measures of success. And Allah's about to take yet another son of Yaqub alayhi salam, but it will bring relief and happiness in the end. He cautions his children, don't enter from one door, enter min abwab mutafarriqa. It's a discussion about jealousy and the importance of keeping prying eyes after some of the important things in our life. It speaks about the increase of test after test, and that's a sign of love of Allah. It speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing Yusuf, testing his brothers and seeing their veracity. And in fact, they fail the test because they misspoke about Yusuf. قَالُوا إِن سَرَقَ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. If this young boy has stolen, which was the ploy that Yusuf used, he caused the measuring cup to be placed in his brother's saddle, and his brother didn't know anything about it. And it was a way of testing them and earning his brother coming and saving him from whatever abuse his other brothers may have been planning. And he keeps him with himself, and that way he puts a test on them, what they will do and how they will return to their father. And it shows you that knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having good hope in Allah, that Yaqub, when he hears that yet another son has been taken, he says, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know about Allah what you don't know. I know that Allah is generous to me, loving to me, kind to me, and Allah will never let me down. Allah also speaks about the statement of Yusuf alayhi salam when his brothers finally uncover him and know that he is Yusuf. He says to them, "The only reason that I was ascended above you, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Surely the one who remains conscious of God, pious, righteous in their conduct, and ويصبر, and is patient. الصَّبْرُ الْجَمِيلِ is the underlying theme of Surah Yusuf, with love. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah does not lose the account and the favor and the blessing of those who do righteous deeds. So all of these are underlying themes that you can see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately after speaking about taqwa and sabr, he speaks about at-tamkeen, which is gaining authority, prominence in the land, and so on. So you see, these are all wonderful, wonderful statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, reassuring the hearts. It's something that you should pay attention to when you recite this juz. the Surah Yusuf ends with the fulfillment of his dream, which had taken decades to come. In the beginning of Surah Yusuf, he says, "Inni ara ahada ashara kawkaban wash-shamsa wal-qamar." I see 11 stars bowing down to me, subjugated to me, the sun and the moon subjugated to me. And then when he came, his brothers, the 11 of them, they were all subjugated to him. They were all in awe of him. They were all enamored by him. His father and mother were recollected with him. And it was a fulfillment of the dream of Allah. And therefore, dreams do come true, even if it is many, many years later. Al-ru'ya al-salihah is a reality for us as believers. And that's something you and I should consider. The next surah is Surah Ar-Ra'd, which is a phenomenal surah in the Qur'an. And Surah Ar-Ra'd is one of those chapters in the Qur'an where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in us His majesty and awe. It has two major overarching themes about Tawheed, the belief in Allah, why Allah is central to us, and the belief in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proving his messengership. But sewn together in that is what Allah requests of us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of us to ponder over to understand who He is and why He has sent us the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 19 till about 23, 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about 10 different characteristics that we should embellish or not have within ourselves. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ. Have they not come to know that what has been sent to you from your Lord is a statement of truth? And then Allah says, كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Or are they going to be like the one who is blinded? إِنَّمَا يَذَّكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Surely only those who ponder over it and remember are those whose hearts are awake, whose hearts are cognizant of truth. What are their signs? Those whose hearts are truth. الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ. They are those who fulfill their covenant to Allah when they've made it. وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. They are not those who disband when promises have been made. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ. They are those who connect what Allah has ordered to be connected and maintained and practiced. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. They are those who have an awe and a humility before their Lord. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. They are those who not just have that awe of their Lord, but they're fearful of the day they will meet Him, and it's a day of accounting for their deeds. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are also those who are patient, seeking the countess and the majesty of the face of their Lord. Meaning they're patient in doing the good deeds, and that's the greatest level of patience we must endure. It's more difficult to be upon truth than it is to stay away from evil. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. The greatest way to show that you're patient upon truth is they establish their prayer. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. And they are those who have given spending from that which we have blessed them with. سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. In privacy and also publicly, making it known so that other people can follow their example. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And they wipe away, using good deeds, their sinful deeds. They wipe away evil with righteousness in its place. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. For them will be the eventual happiness in the final life and happiness and contentment in this life. But the greatest reward, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّتِهِمْ. They are those who will enter جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ, the final abode, and in it, from those من صلح من آبائهم, from those whose parents of them were righteous. And therefore, it's not a blanket statement, just because you enter, everyone you love will enter. من صلح, the one who's righteous from their families, their spouses, their children, their great-grandchildren. والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب. And the angels shall enter upon them من كل باب. سلام عليكم بما صبرتم. Greetings be upon you for the patience that you showed in that worldly life and restraint. فنعم عقب الدار. That is a phenomenal moment in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Surah Ibrahim follows that same theme, and it gives the examples of Prophet Ibrahim and his patience. And it ends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the punishment of disbelief, the punishment of oppression, speaking about the parable of a good word in comparison to a bad word, كلمة طيبة وَكَلِمَةٌ خَبِيثَةٌ. It speaks about the dua of Ibrahim, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Forgive me and my parents and the believers. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. May Allah protect us from oppression. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir and a juz a day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Juz number 13.